The Lord said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And that is what we're seeing in these times. So it is normal. It is normal for us to worship and to speak out. And it's for all of us. Whether you've come here for the first time ever, or whether you've been coming for a long time. Be encouraged. Let's have a seat. Okay. Morning again. Morning, Si.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, just going to have, just to remind you, we once a month we have a prayer service. So I'm just going to speak for about 10 minutes and then we're actually going to start praying. And our Korean friends here are going to stand with us in that. So, I just wonder whether you can turn in the Bibles that you have to, it's either page 397. That's if you've got one of the red ones, I think. Or if you've got a green one, not the light, not the sort of bluey green, but the... So in this sort of Bible, it's page 397. But if you've got the sort of lighter colour green... Yeah, I'm going to tell you. So page 397 in the blue-green thing, the light one. On, and red, and if you're on in the lighter green one, sort of off olive green, page 345, and we're in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and you should have these. You should have these. Can everyone? Can you put hold on that if you've got one of those? Okay. Can you make sure there's one between two? Okay. So you can all read this. Okay. Are we there? Okay. Lovely. So. The purpose of this 10 minutes that I've got with you now is to prepare us for what we're then going to pray for. And in the story you've got, I'm not going to read the whole story. I'm going to trust everyone here that you either know it or you'll kind of be able to read it over the next few days and weeks, because I think this passage summarizes, has something to teach us about where we are as a city and a nation right now. It was written many, many years ago, but there are some teachings in it and some little phrases that I think will really encourage us now in a time where in the nation there is turmoil. And the big message is, guys, do not fear. The believers in Jesus have no need to fear. And this passage from 2 Chronicles 20 taps into a moment where Jehoshaphat and his people were really scared. They had 3 armies coming against them. And they thought they were going to be killed. And what they did was very simple. Jehoshaphat drew the people together. And then, and this is my first little kind of point. There's a verse at the top that says, "We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we're looking to you for help." When people don't know what to do in a land, and we're probably thinking, with everything that's happened politically, no one knows what to do. Scripture says, and Jehoshaphat said, look to him for help. Okay? That's who we look to for help. All of us. Now, verse 13 of chapter 2 Chronicles 20, verse 13 says this. As all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives and children, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of them standing there. His name was Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, and a few other names. Okay. And then it says this. Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And then it says a bit later on, do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. So the message to us in this nation, in this city, is do not be afraid. Don't go to Twitter, to Facebook, and start expressing your fear through your anger. Don't do that. That is not the way of the Lord's people. Privately, you can have a chat with the Lord about how you feel, about whether the particular decision has been made in your favor or not. But publicly, no. Go to the Lord. The Lord is in charge. Why is the Lord in charge? Because he goes before, he speaks to his people, a prophet, Jahaziel. And Jahaziel then says, this is the word. And then the king says, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then the next day, they go out there, and the king says this phrase. Verse 20. The king comes out, you see, so the king is leading. So the word has come to the guy Jahaziel, the prophet. The next day they go out, and then the king says this, believe in his prophets and you will succeed. Now, what I'm not saying is, people who have prophetic words, you are in charge. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but it is good to believe, listen to a prophetic word that's been given for our nation, for our city, and if a few people around it, and I would say the church leaders, if they say, I really think this is of God, then we come in behind it. Okay, there's a difference between that. I don't want anyone to hear, if someone has a prophetic word, we all go straight after that. It's tested. We test stuff. And we have had, in October 2014, the first one on your little piece of paper here. Sorry, I've nicked it. There we are. There was a word about Bristol. So I'm just going to remind you of two words, which I believe, and people from around the city, leaders around the city, came in behind this word, and then we had a conference here a couple of months ago. So a woman in America called Laurie Dimmick, this is on your sheet, okay, says this. Bristol said this, and on October the 10th, 2014, she was given this word. Bristol would be known as the healing capital of England. An outpouring of healing anointing is coming to that region, and songs of deliverance will be sung there. Seeds planted years ago have come to full maturity and are ready to be harvested. Not a flash in the pan move, but a deep, lasting move of the Spirit of the living God is going to be released there. Winds of change are blowing, and a changing of the guard is coming to the church as well as the political arena. Ooh, has that just happened in our city? Hello, Marvin. Marvin is a believer. We're privileged to have him worshipping here with us on Thursday, I think it was. This Korean army went, and Marvin had invited them to the council houses to pray for him, to pray for this city. And obviously there has been some big political changes in the nation. That lady, Laurie Dimmick, who had it, keeps on texting back now. She's back in somewhere in the States. And she's going, I didn't realize that word I had was quite so big. In fact, she didn't put it like that because she's very humble. Now, she was invited to come by city leaders here. And she came and she prayed up there, actually, a few weeks ago when we had that release conference. And she was invited over. They heard this word. And the reason Woodlands held that conference in April, earlier this year, literally 3 months ago, the reason we had that conference was very much kind of almost kind of kick-started by that word. God, 2 years ago, was saying, don't worry. To the people who can listen in the nation, don't worry. Don't worry about turmoil. Something's happening. Our job on earth as believers is to hear him and bring his kingdom. It is not to be worried about what is happening around us. Chris, what can you say the word you had? Chris had something this morning. He wasn't prompted on this. Just say what you had.
Well, it's just a sense, as we were worshipping, a sense of God speaking in kind of political language and saying that this is the age, the sense was him saying this is the age of the church. And just as when a new government or a new political person comes to power, they set the agenda, they begin to rule and to lead. For us as a church to see ourselves in that same light, this is the age of the church. This is the time for us to I guess, step up and govern and serve and lead with that perspective of being the ones in power.
International language, shabba-dabba-doo. If you're here for the first time, I sometimes say some unusual things. What I'm basically saying is, it's cool, great. Okay. The Lord is still in control. So, that was the first word, Laurie's. And then the second one. One, two. Lovely. The second one was, if you remember, on your sheet, Arnold Mwungi. It helps having been in a band when the PA goes off for 7 years. I was in a band and, you know, this happened all the time. So it doesn't really bother you if it happens again. Arnold Mwungi, on the 3rd of April, 3 months ago today, standing over there when we had the African Children's Choir, said this at the end of the service. Also, the peoples are coming to the waters are from different backgrounds, different ethnicity, nationalities. People are coming from all over. There is going to be an increase in the multinationalism that is going on here because the healing is going to draw them. And people coming to this well will take that anointing to wherever God is sending them. There is going to be an increase. Now, what is stirred up in our nation has been fear and almost people saying, we don't want people in this nation or whatever. And there has been some racist stuff going on. God has already gone before. Don't worry, babe. Thank you. He's already gone before, and he's said, what's going to happen? And I'm thrilled. Hello, Raphael. Another man from a different nationality from myself has just walked into the room as confirmation of what I'm just saying. We have people of all nations here. And there are going to be more people from more nations. We are not dictated by what might happen, decisions that might or might not go, or from the sin in our own hearts of people in this land. There is sin. We're not dictated by that. We're dictated, and it's not dictated. The Lord says, hey, I'm doing something. And isn't it amazing that the Koreans are here today? So, the message is, guys, don't fear what's going on. Believe and trust that those words, if you stand with me, if you don't agree with me, okay, fine. You don't agree with me, and I might be wrong. But my sense is that God has gone before us, and he said, don't worry. My sense is that his agenda is healing across the land. We've seen healings in this church. It's fantastic. And my sense is that it's about inviting people in. It's about being multicultural. It's about saying yes, 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 because we're one people. And actually, let's say that. So what I want to do is at this stage now is to invite the Koreans here. They've already kind of been briefed on this theme. And what we want to do now is actually, because they have a wonderful way of praying, and what we want to do is to join with them, okay, and to pray and to stand for these things, okay, to pray. So our two themes of prayer, if you can, if we say it like that, is healings, an agreement with healings in our land, an agreement with the move of the Spirit, an agreement that God has moved. There has been a shift in the political situation. Marvin and Kirsten are actually here today, so we want to pray for those who have been raised up for such a time as this. And we want to pray for those who... We welcome people from different ethnicities, nationalities. So we want to do that. We want to have a time now of prayer for these kind of things. And our friends are going to come up and help us and encourage us. Okay. And then so we've got a quarter of an hour or so for that specifically. And then when we need to pick the kids up at 12 o'clock, who knows exactly what's going to happen. But one thing is that we want to carry on. If you want personal prayer for healing, that sort of thing, that's cool. But for these 15 minutes or so, as they lead it, I encourage us to think beyond our own scenario, but to think of praying for our nation and our city. Okay? Does that make sense? I think we're in a... I think this is exciting. I'm excited. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I'm excited. There are challenges, but I'm excited. Pastor, would you like to come? Come up, come friends, come up, come up.
Hello. Yeah. It's
nice to meet you all. We've been to many different places around Bristol to pray.
많은 사람들에게 그 친절한 대우를 받았습니다.
They really welcomed us and gave us huge thanks.
지금은 이 지역이 너무 편안하고 그 고향에 온 기분입니다.
We feel like we're in a hometown. Because they welcome
예.
us so.
예. 한국에 돌아가지 않을 수도 있습니다.
I'm wondering if I can stay here. 예.
여러분들이 원하신다면 이 교회에 그냥 남겠습니다.
So if 예. you guys want, I might consider staying in the city.
예. 목사님들도 좋고 성도님들이 친절하십니다.
You You guys are really welcoming us, and you guys are so lovely to us.
이곳에 와서 너무 잘 먹어서 몸이 1kg, 2kg씩 늘어났습니다.
We had really nice meals from the churches around, so I think we are going to gain some weight.
예, 우리 같이 기도하기를 원합니다.
We're going to pray this time.
네, 나라가 좀 어수선하지요.
There must be some confusion and a lot going on in this 네, in this country.
네, 브렉시트로 인해서 이 나라가 불안감이 확산되고 있는 것 같습니다.
I can see that the fear and the unstable around the whole nation. 네,
그렇지만 하나님은 여러분들 이 영국을 사랑하십니다.
But I believe God loves this country.
네, 불안해하지 마십시오.
So do not be afraid.
염려하지 마십시오.
Do not worry.
네, 하나님이 여러분들과 함께 하십니다.
God is with us. 네,
저 하나님을 바라보십시오.
Look into God.
환경을 보지 마십시오.
And do not look around. 네,
여러분
you.
위기는 곧 하나님의 기회입니다.
A crisis is actually an opportunity for God to 네, work.
여러분들 같이 해보세요. 위기는
a crisis.
예, 네, 위기는
a crisis. You can follow.
하나님의 기회입니다.
A crisis is an opportunity.
자, 여러분들 위기를 하나님의 기회로 바꾸십시오.
God will transform this crisis into opportunity.
하나님은 위기도 기회를 기회로 바꾸시는 분이십니다.
He is the one who can make it possible.
어떻게 기회를 이 위기를 기회로 바꿀 수 있을까요?
How can he do that?
그것은 곧 기도하는 겁니다.
Because we pray.
네. 하나님은 그 누구 편에 계실까요?
Where do you think that God is on God's side?
하나님이 여러분들 편이라고 생각합니까?
Do you think God is with you?
하나님이 영국 편일까요? 한국 편일까요?
What do you think? Do you think God is on the side of Britain or on the side of Korea? 네.
하나님이 예, 이 브리스톨 북부 지역 브리스톨 편일까요? 남부 지역 편일까요?
Where would God stand? South of Bristol or north of Bristol?
예, 하나님은 누구 편도 아니시고 하나님 편에 있는 자의 편이십니다.
God stands for those who's in front who believe him.
예. 여러분들 하나님을 여러분들 편으로 만들기 원하십니까?
Do you want to make yourself to be with God?
그렇다면 여러분들이 하나님 편에 서십시오.
You have to stand with him.
여러분들이 하나님의 편이 되십시오.
You have to be on his side.
그리고 하나님은 누구의 편일까요?
Where does God stand for?
예, 하나님은 기도하는 자의 편이십니다.
He stands for those who pray in his
예, 하나님은 기도하는 자의 편이 되어 주십니다.
He listens for those who pray in his name.
하나님을 영국 편으로 만들기 위해서는 영국 국민들이 기도해야 됩니다.
So in order to make God to stand on this nation, you have to pray.
하나님께서 여러분들 하는 그 일의 편이 되기를 원하신다면은 하나님께 기도하십시오.
So pray in his name so that God can stand on this nation.
예, 여러분들의 가정을 하나님을 여러분들의 가정의 편이 되기를 원하십니까?
Do you want God to be on your side and your families?
예, 그렇다면 여러분들 기도하는 가정이 되십시오.
Then become a family who pray in His name.
예, 여호와를 의지하는 자는 하나님께서 예루살렘을 드린 것 같이 영원히 둘러주시겠다라고 약속하셨습니다.
God promised Jerusalem 예. To pray and God will guard them.
예, 하나님 여러분 영국이 지금 불안감이 있지만은 지금이 기회입니다.
This is an opportunity for you to stand.
예, 지금이 하나님을 만날 기회입니다.
This is the moment where you meet the Christ Lord.
하나님께서 기적을 주십니다.
He will show his miracles in this nation.
하나님은 슬픔도 기쁨으로 바꿔 주십니다.
He turns sadness into joy, joyfulness.
예, 하나님은 무너진 것도 세우시는 분이십니다.
He's he makes those from the bottom to rise again.
예, 하나님은 사람을 죽이기도 하시지만 살릴 수도 있습니다.
He can save those who are dead.
예, 하나님은 사람을 낮추기도 하시지만 높이기도 하십니다.
He can make people to go low or go high.
예, 없게도 하지만 있게도 하십니다.
He can make us to lose something, but he can give us everything.
예, 여러분들이 예, 하나님께 기도하십시오.
So pray.
기도는 하나님을 움직입니다.
Pray is a moving force.
기도는 하나님이 일하게 하십니다.
Pray is what God makes to do His works.
자, 이 영국을 위해서 기도하십시오.
So let's pray for Britain.
염려하지 말고 부르짖어 기도하십시오.
Do not be afraid and shout to the Lord.
형식적인 기도가 아니고 마음을 쏟아 놓으십시오.
You need to give everything that you have.
마음속에 간절함이 있어야 됩니다.
You need to have this desire in your heart.
주여 영국을 살려주세요.
God, save this country.
주여 이 땅을 회복시켜주세요.
Lord, bless them with recovery and restoration.
주여 이 교회를 부흥시켜주세요.
God, show them the revival in the city.
주여 우리의 사업을 더 지경을 넓혀주세요.
Yes, expand this kingdom of yours.
우리 가정을 세워주세요.
Build a strong family in your name.
간절함이 있어야 됩니다.
You need to have a strong desire.
아주 마음속 깊은 곳에 우러나오는 그런 진심이 있어야 됩니다.
A strong and a passion deep down from your heart.
그런 기도는 기적을 일으킵니다.
That prayer.
지금 하나님이 역사하십니다.
God will be here with us.
그 하나님께 기도하십시오.
So pray in His name.
나라의 안정도 주시고.
He will give the stability.
여러분들의 병도 고쳐주시고
And he will, give us
놀라운
healing.
기적을 베풀어주십니다.
And he will show miracles.
지금 같이 기도하겠습니다.
So let's pray together.
우리 다 같이 일어섭시다.
Could you all stand up, please?
성령께서 이곳에 임재하셨습니다.
Mom, Holy Spirit is here
자,
with us.
지금 우리의 기도를 듣고 계십니다.
He's listening to our prayer.
먼저 이 영국, 이 민족을 위해서, 이 나라를 위해서 한번 기도하겠습니다.
Let's pray for this country.
주여 이 땅에 안정을 주시옵소서.
Give us stability.
주여 이 나라가 속히 회복을 주시옵소서.
Give us restoration.
국민들의 마음속에 평화를 주시옵소서.
Give them peace.
마음을 토하고 부르짖고 하나님께 기도하겠습니다.
Let them shout your name.
우리 하나님을 주를 세 번 부르겠습니다.
Let's shout Lord three times.
예, 주여 세 번을 부르고 간절히 기도하겠습니다.
And we'll pray.
다 같이 기도합니다.
Let's pray.
주옵소서. 오 할렐루야 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 할렐루야. 감사합니다. 아버지 하나님 주님 역사해 주시옵소서. 오 할렐루야.
Can you ask if we can specifically get the political leaders here to pray for?
아버지,
Father,
우리의 기도를 들어주셔서 감사합니다.
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
우리가 한 번 기도로 끝나는 것이 아니고 이 기도가 계속적으로 하나님 앞에 이 국민들이 나갈 수 있도록 기회가 되게 하옵소서.
We want these prayers to be continued all the time.
예, 하나님은 지금도 살아서 역사하십니다.
He is living with us.
이 나라에 속히 안정을 주시옵소서.
Give them stability.
하나님과 멀어졌던 사람이 하나님께 돌아오게 하옵소서.
When those unsaved to come in front of you.
이 민족이 하나님께 무릎 꿇고 하나님을 의지하게 하옵소서.
Let this nation kneel down in front of you.
그러므로 이 위기가 곧 축복이 되게 하옵소서.
Let this crisis moment become an opportunity.
하나님 감사합니다.
Thank you, Lord.
예수님의 이름으로 기도합니다.
We pray in Jesus' name.
예, 다시 한번 한 가지 더 기도하겠습니다.
We're going to pray for one more thing.
나라가 안정되기 위해서는 정치인들이 바로 세워져야 됩니다.
We need more political leaders who
이 나라를 이끌고 있는 리더가 바로 세워지기를 원합니다.
We need the righteousness.
예, 정치적 안정이 곧 국민들의 행복을 가져다 줍니다.
Political stability means a happiness.
정치가 안정되어야 됩니다.
So we need a stable political moment.
예. 여러분들이 먼저 정치인들을 위해서 기도해 주시기 바랍니다.
You should pray for political leaders in this country.
이 나라 대통령과
the prime minister in this nation.
또 각 도시의 시장님들과
and mayors in all of the cities.
지역 사회를 이끌고 있는 정치 지도자들
and the other leaders around communities.
이분들이 먼저 하나님을 의지하기를 원합니다.
So, if there are community people who have influence, if your teachers, head teachers, or things, people with a sphere of influence, come forward now.
예, 같이 지역에 영향을 끼치는 리더들 앞으로 나오시기 바랍니다. 이분들을 위해서 기도하겠습니다.
We pray for them.
자,
우리 성도들도 이분들 둘러싸서 같이 기도하겠습니다. 우리 자 하나님께서 이곳에 함께 하십니다.
God is here with us today.
네, 우리 기도를 듣고 계십니다.
He is hearing our prayers.
하나님,
God,
지금 은혜를 내려 주시옵소서.
Pour them with your blessings.
네, 이 정치 지도자들에게 하늘의 지혜를 부어 주시옵소서.
Give them the wisdom of yours to them.
강한 믿음을 주시옵소서.
Give them strong faith.
이 지역 사회를 변화시킬 수 있는 리더들이 되게 하옵소서.
Make them a good leaders of yours to transform this city.
지금 하나님 성령께서 이곳에 오셨습니다.
You're here with us.
역사하십니다.
Yes, you're working.
주여 세 번 부르고 기도하겠습니다.
Let's pray together.
하나님, 우리 기도를 들어주심을 감사합니다.
Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers.
이분들에게 하나님의 총명과 지혜를 충만하게 부어주시기를 원합니다.
Pour them with your wisdom and insight.
각계각층의 지도자들이 믿음으로 세워지기를 원합니다.
We want more leaders to stand in front of you.
전적으로 하나님을 의지하는 지도자들이 되게 하여 주시옵소서.
So that they can rely on you and work for you.
이 나라와 이 도시를 위해서 눈물 뿌려 기도하는 지도자들 되게 하여 주시옵소서.
Make them pray and pray with desire.
이들이 하나님 앞에 간절히 기도할 때에 하나님께서 들으시고 응답해 주시옵소서.
Hear their prayers and answer them.
이 도시에 평화를 주시옵소서.
Give your peace in this country.
안정을 주시옵소서.
Give the stability in this.
어둠이
country.
물러가게 하옵소서.
Let the darkness go away in this.
악한 세력을 결박하여 주옵소서.
Let all the enemies go away in this.
오직 성령께서 통치하소서.
Let the Holy Spirit rule this country.
주님이 왕이 되어 주시옵소서.
God, you are the king of this country.
오셔서 주인 되시옵소서.
Yes, be the Lord and the king.
우리의 기도를 응답하심을 감사합니다.
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
이 브리스톨 지역이 안정되고 행복한 그런 도시로 주님이 축복하여 주시옵소서.
Make Bristol as the kingdom of God.
우리 특별히 시장에게 하늘의 지혜와 총명을 부어 주옵소서.
Give your wisdom to Marvin.
믿음으로 이 도시를 세우게 하옵소서.
Use him to make this city as kingdom of yours.
모든 사람들을 사랑하는 그런 시장이 되게 하옵소서.
Give him your love and your heart.
소외된 자들에게 관심을 갖는 시장님이 되게 하여 주시옵소서.
Make him to look around those who are for outside this society.
그러므로 이 도시의 모든 사람이 행복하게 되어지게 하옵소서.
So that we can build a really joyful and happy society.
우리의 기도를 들어주심을 감사합니다.
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
예수님의 이름으로 기도합니다.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
예, 자리로 들어가 앉으시기 바랍니다.
So my friends, it's 7 minutes past 12. If you're a parent, you need to go and pick your kids up if you haven't already gone. But we want to also pray, and the team are here, the Korean team as well. We want to pray for because of what we've kind of spoken out about healings. So if you particularly would like to have personal prayer for healing, okay, as we've been doing that quite regularly, would you stay here, and we will some of the team will pray.